brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Second hour of the Alex Jones Show coming your way this 20th day of April 2007. I am Jack Blood, your narrator, your radio gun, filling in for Alex Jones today and possibly Monday. No, the show didn't end. It isn't over. We have two more hours of non-stop news and info warrior material for you today. We'll also be taking your phone calls at 800-259-9231. We have guests lined up for the third hour of the broadcast today, and potentially Alex Jones himself will join us on the program. Welcome aboard this Friday, April 20th. Of course, today is the anniversary of the Columbine shooting. We have a lot more news and information for you regarding the VTech shooting. Just more news coming in constantly as we move forward. We just feel a great obligation and a responsibility to report as much as we know. Obviously, you're not going to be getting some of these minute details on MSNBC, Fox, or even PBS. So we'll run that down for you today, including a lot of news regarding Gonzalez. Yes, Gonzalez. He is gone, folks. I don't know how much longer he can last, but I believe he used the term, I don't recall, 72 times yesterday in his testimony. We are looking for that clip now on YouTube to play it for you, but it is something else. Both sides of the aisle admonishing Mr. Gonzalez, and he looks pretty much to be history toast. We'll go over that with you on today's program as well, including part of the story that hasn't been reported too much, and that is who was next in California after Duke Cunningham. Randall Duke Cunningham, of course, involved in some pretty bad things, including getting caught with his hand in the till and caught with his pants down, literally, and embarrassed in front of the entire world. But who was next in the plan by Carol Lam to be investigated in California? And I think what you'll find, it is a major booster and supporter of the war on terror and the war in Iraq. And so that is certainly part of this. So we'll talk about that. Washington State really looked like they were going to steamroll right over and right with the biometric IDs, biometric passports. You know it as the Real ID Act of 2008. And massive outrage in the state of Washington, my home state, where I ran around in short pants as a little boy, has now decided to repeal and ban the Real ID Act. This is coming straight from the governor, so that's really good news. We'll report that as well. ABC and George W. Bush telling you to be sure to question your neighbor's behavior and turn them in if they have any odd type of behavior that could indicate that they are the next VTech shooter. The Vermont Senate has adopted a resolution officially now to impeach President Bush. And Bill Clinton has come out and said that Al Gore, it looks like Al Gore is going to run. He, of course, is still backing his wife, allegedly, Hillary Clinton. So we have a lot of news to report for you today. We'll also, again, be taking your calls and breaking down even more news and information for the VTech shooting. This is the latest off the wires, MSNBC. A threat spurs 36 California schools to lock down. Man turns himself in after saying that he would go on a V-tech-like killing spree. This is out of Yuba City, California. Teachers locked down classroom doors, lowered shades, and kept nearly 22,000 school children inside all day, away from their parents, Thursday in two Northern California cities after a man threatened to go on a killing spree inspired by the VTech massacre and the NBC clips. Stay tuned, folks. The Alex Jones Show. Be right back after this.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble red alert and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Thank you for joining us today, folks. This is the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jack Blood, sitting in for Alex Jones today. You're listening to the Genesis Communications Radio Network. A ton of news to report, I'll be very honest with you. This happens very, very rarely. I prepare a good chunk of our editorial for the program, and we line up all the topics we want to talk about. I read through probably about 20 news stories a day to be able to pass along this information, educate you, put the pieces together for you on the program. And literally about 10 minutes before the show, the computer seemed to be attacked and is now locked hopelessly into oblivion. So we will try to get to all of these stories for you today, but we'll go phone heavy for the meantime at 800-259-9231, and I will attempt to resurrect my computer. It's amazing when you depend on technology and the technology doesn't work. And, of course, we have become so reliant on this technology that when it doesn't work, we really don't have any other options or any backup plans. So That is a lesson to all you kiddies out there. That is the moral to the story, so to speak. So we will be taking your calls at 800-259-9231. And, well, we'll hope, all in all, that we're able to get the show going for you. In the meantime, we do have a clip. John, you said you had that clip ready about Alberto Gonzalez, as I like to call him. We've got a lot of names for you, Alberto. Maybe if you're listening to the show and you'd like to know about this, you are Alberto I Love Torture Gonzalez. You are Alberto Anti Gonzalez, Alberto La Raza Gonzalez, and now you are just simply Alberto Gonzalez. And while that might be good news, let's remember that we thought Ashcroft was about the worst attorney general we could ever have, and well, they managed to find somebody even worse in Gonzalez, who appears to be toast, as I mentioned earlier. So why don't we go ahead and play that clip, and then we'll go right to some of your calls at 800-259-9231. Again, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. This is an NBC News clip, just a kind of a conglomerate, an amalgamation of some of the testimony yesterday. I think you'll get a pretty good feel to what you might have missed. Go ahead and roll that, John.
And while all of this continued to play out today, a drama was playing out in a hearing room in Washington that may decide whether or not the Attorney General of the United States keeps his job. Alberto Gonzalez was grilled today about those fired U.S. attorneys in our report tonight from NBC's Chip Reed.
Raise your right hand.
With his job possibly on the line, Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez today vigorously defended his controversial decision to fire eight U.S. attorneys, denying that politics played any role.
U.S. attorneys serve at the pleasure of the president. There's nothing improper in making a change for poor management.
But senators from both parties found his explanation hard to believe.
Most of this is a stretch. I think it's clear to me that some of these people just had personality conflicts with people in your office or at the White House, and, you know, we made up reasons to fire them.
Gonzalez took responsibility for what he called a flawed process.
I clearly made mistakes here. Clearly. And I accept responsibility for those mistakes, Senator.
But conservative Republican Tom Coburn said responsibility should have consequences, then dropped a bombshell.
And I believe the best way to put this behind us is your resignation.
Gonzalez admitted he initially understated his role in the firings, but despite documents suggesting he had a more significant role, he continued to insist today his involvement was, quote, limited, leaving some senators dumbfounded.
Your characterization of your participation is just totally, significantly, if not totally, at variance with the facts.
Who's telling the truth around here?
Democrat Chuck Schumer questioned his candor and warned Gonzalez to keep "I don't recall" responses to a minimum.
Senator, I don't recall that. Senator, I can't recall. I do not recall. I don't recall.
He said it more than 70 times, according to a protester keeping a tally for all to see.
Whether Gonzalez stays or goes is up to President Bush. Late today, the White House said Gonzalez still has the president's full confidence. Chip Reed, NBC News, the Capitol.
So there you go. 72 times, I don't recall, and he was admonished, I believe, by Orrin Hatch and others for not being prepared. In fact, in one of his testimony, in some of his testimony a while back, he bragged about how prepared he is for these committee grillings. And that pretty much proves he's prepared to say, "I don't recall." And let's just be very honest. There's no difference between Alberto Gonzalez, Alberto Anti Gonzalez, Alberto I Love Torture Gonzalez. There is absolutely no difference between him saying "I don't recall" and Jimmy Hoffa or any of the Cosa Nostra taking the Fifth Amendment. That's exactly what he's doing. Now, is that his right to do? I mean, he is a public servant, and he does serve at the pleasure of we the people. And we have a right to know. I mean, this isn't the same as him being a public citizen, a citizen like myself, like you might be here in this audience. There is a bit of a difference here. Of course, they are protecting themselves and not putting anything on the record, and they should be very careful. We've just witnessed the first PNAC trial, that of Scooter Libby, who was found guilty, who will most obviously be pardoned by George W. Bush in a Mark Rich-style pardon, obvious to everybody. But they are deathly afraid that they will be brought up on any kind of perjury charge if they go on the record. So let's just all be very honest here He's taking the Fifth Amendment, and by saying he doesn't recall, he's protecting himself and he's protecting the White House from some extremely damning information. And yes, it is, and you've heard this on the news, and you certainly heard this on the Lush Limbaugh program. The president has the right to fire the attorneys. There's absolutely no doubt about that. That is a legal procedure unless they are political firings, unless they are firings to cover up investigations of that very administration. So while you could have gotten away just a few years ago from saying, I don't recall, I'm not going to tell you, this is quite a different climate we live here in the year 2007, where the people have had it up to here. I'm making a sign up to my hairline. They've had it with the I don't recalls. They've had it with the lost emails. They've had it when they get caught in bald-faced lies, spinning that to to a form of, I don't recall, and I must have misspoke. I didn't actually lie, I just misspoke because I didn't recall, because I don't want to tell you anything, because you are just the useless eaters and cannon fodder out there. You have no imagination of what's going on in the New World Order, in the big world out there, in the big picture, and we're protecting you. Just trust us. Well, this didn't float too well yesterday in the Gonzales hearings, and as I mentioned earlier, both Republicans and Democrats, both Demopublicans and Republicrats are quite upset at Mr. Gonzales, and there will have to be a beheading here. No pun intended. Don't come to my house, FBI. I'm only using a metaphor. There will certainly be a day very soon where I believe you'll see Alberto Gonzales walking the plank, okay? They're kicking this rat off the ship and many other rats going with him. But of course, this is what happens when you take too big of bites out of the apple and you press your luck. And this is absolutely why the philosophy of a brave new world order, that is Aldous Huxley's work, really giving us kind of more of the Pavlovian path to slavery, rather than that would be Orwell's punishment to slavery method. This is why the Huxley method is the one that has to be employed, because the people sooner or later will have enough. And they will demand retribution, they will demand public hangings, and they will demand that the traitorous, treasonous public servants meet their justice. All right? And that's the top cop right there, denying that he knows absolutely anything, and he has been proverbially outed. It is over for Gonzales. Now we need to be thinking on who the next shill is coming in. I wonder what other Bush attorneys might be looking for a job. Harriet Myers apparently has now gone to the private sector. That didn't float. And I believe it was Greg Palast on my program just the other day talking about how Harriet Myers was originally put into the Supreme Court justice position, which was laughable. Even the Republicans laughed at that one. That was unacceptable by everybody, including even our sometimes friend Lush Limbaugh, as I like to call him. Because Greg Palast said she had something on Bush. Okay, this is really how the government works, and this is how the power structure of the New World Order works. You do not ascend to public office. You do not ascend to captains of industry or CEO, or you do not climb the corporate ladder within the international banking system unless, number one, you have been initiated every step of the way to test your loyalty, and most importantly, that there is some dirt on you that can be used against you in case you fall out of line. Bill Clinton is really a perfect example of this. Of all the things they could have gone after Clinton on, the combinations of thievery going on out of the Rose Law Firm, which, of course, was primarily run by Hillary Clinton or Hitlery Clinton, either way. The MENA drug smuggling in partnership with the Bush crime family. The multitude of escapades and the use of hard drugs, something he has in common with his brother. Then he calls him his brother, George W. Bush. No, they couldn't go after him on all of those things because they would have been implicated themselves. So what do? You take the dirt you have on Slick Willie and you float it out for all the world to see in order to take him down a few pegs on that ladder. This is how the system works, and that's why you and I aren't high up in the system, because we have morals. We will not be initiated, and there is no dirt on us. We'll come right back after this, folks. The Alex Jones Show, InfoWars.com.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. April 20th, 2007, gold is at $691.50. An ounce gold coins can be purchased for $714.51, $362.82 for half ounce, and $179.65 for quarter ounce coins. That's $714.51, $362.82, and $179.65.
We've been hearing the USA has been spending money faster than tax collections. Now the government has published the document that sounds the alarm. That's right, the United States Government Accountability Office, the GAO, has published the Long-Term Fiscal Outlook document. Clearly stating that the federal debt burden is spiraling out of control, this will directly affect programs like Social Security to FDIC's ability to insure bank deposits. Taxation and inflationary printing of the U.S. dollar are inevitable pressures facing the economy. Get this document free by calling 800-686-2237. The U.S. GAO has spelled it out in black and white. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using this similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Joining us today, folks, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show. This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network. I'm Jack Blood, filling in for Alex today. He should be joining us here in just about 10 minutes to give us some breaking news and some updates on the Virginia Tech shooting. He's been working on that nonstop. The third hour today, we'll be talking to the Save America Fund, which are sponsoring the trucker protests, trucker rallies, and trucker strikes here, I believe, coming up next week. So we'll talk about that a little bit as well. We're also going to be taking your calls at 1-800-259-9231. Anything that you want to talk about should be fine today. I just want to say that if you haven't gone out there and gotten Terrorstorm, if you haven't gone to the InfoWars store, there are so many great things, including T-shirts and bumper stickers. Great way to get the word out, to spread the word. And I'll tell you, this happens to me all the time. In fact, I'll give you a quick anecdote. When we were locking in to do the big conference here, Rebuilding America's Census, at the University of Texas, I was looking for a parking spot, and I needed some money to feed the meter, as you know. So I went into a little pizza joint, and I was wearing a 9/11 shirt. This particular shirt said, "Buildings don't commit suicide, or do they? Building 7. And the owner came up, and he said, "You know, buildings don't commit suicide. That was a controlled demolition." And we started talking, and turns out he's a listener of mine and of Alex's here in Austin, Texas, and was very, very friendly. We brought him a lot of business over the weekend, a like-minded sole proprietorship, you know, mom-and-pop little restaurant, and it worked out great for everybody. If I hadn't been wearing that T-shirt, though, that none of that would have happened. So wearing the T-shirts that are at InfoWars.com, at the InfoWars store, or getting the videos, making copies, you're authorized to do that for educational purposes, and getting those out by the thousands, that's what's changed the tide. And I always try to congratulate Alex for really starting this new phenomenon of making high-tier, highly produced films and making them available to everybody to get the information. Also, I know Loose Change has done a great job doing that as well. That's what's turned the tide. So let's, of course, put some money back into the kitty. Order the products from InfoWars.com. Get the film Terrorstorm if you haven't. There's actually a great offer right now, a two-pack special with From Freedom to Fascism by Aaron Russo and Terrorstorm, I think for an extra $10. So it's a great deal. It's about $39, if I remember, for both the films, which is roughly about 5-6 hours of information that is really important, will really turn people around. Give them Freedom to Fascism, then let them watch Terrorstorm, and I think they'll pretty much have it all figured out. Go to InfoWars.com, go to the store, give them a call right now, and order the films, order the T-shirts, get the T-shirts, get the bumper stickers, get the paraphernalia that supports the work that we're doing here at InfoWars.com, helps Alex to create more films, get the message out even more. He's got a lot of things in the kit, a lot of things in the hopper. It's going to take money to do it, and he's going to need your help. We've come this far. Let's not stop now. Go to InfoWars.com, to the InfoWars store. Again, Alex should be joining us here in just a few minutes on the program. I would like to go to the phone. I'm told we have Andrew from Massachusetts, Taxachusetts, as I like to call it, a place I've lived before, says he disagrees with something he's heard on this program. You're on the air. Go to the front of the line if you disagree. Andrew, thank you for calling in. You're on the Alex Jones Show.
Thanks, Jack. I disagree with the approach you're taking, or that the program's taking in defending gun ownership. Gun ownership is a natural right and afforded to the people in the Constitution. And while I agree with your reasons justifying gun ownership, that depriving people of guns only disarms the victims, the point is moot because even if crime and murder increased with gun ownership, we cannot be deprived of our natural and constitutional right to own firearms and other weapons. And I was wondering if you think making all sorts of justifications to own firearms is a disservice when it's afforded to us in the Constitution.
What are you saying, that we shouldn't have to justify it because it's afforded in the Constitution? Salon.com right now is beating the bushes, and no pun intended, and starting a campaign to repeal the Second Amendment. I mean, we've got 4 gun laws which will make it almost impossible for you to own a firearm. I watched Red Dawn last night when the Ruskies paratrooped in here and took over America. The first thing they did is go to the gun store and look for the lists of the people that own the guns. So I'm not exactly sure what you're saying. Maybe you can be a little more clear. What exactly do you disagree with?
Do you think making all sorts of justifications weakens the point for gun ownership when it's already been afforded to us as a natural and constitutional right?
Do you know the skinny on this and what the gun grabbers like to say? They lump in militia and they lump in the right to own firearms as being this part of the same amendment, and then they tell you, well, we don't need a militia anymore because we've got the National Guard. If you'd like to stay on, I think you're kind of on to something, and I appreciate where you're coming from. I'd like to talk to you a little more on the other side of this break if we can. We also have Irene in Minnesota, Rich in Pennsylvania, others holding 800-259-9231. Jack Blood filling in for Alex Jones, Infowars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Craig Walcott, chartered financial consultant and host of the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program and million-dollar earner in the network marketing field since 1989. I certainly know what it takes to succeed. I also know without proper tools, your chance for significant income in the network marketing field can quickly fade. The sad truth is that 99% of the people who enter network marketing will never spend the time nor money to develop the skills they need. That's where MLM Incorporated steps in. No matter what network marketing venture you're involved in, MLM Incorporated can provide you the successful tools you need to truly succeed. A subscription to MLM Incorporated will provide you access to the 3-hour Industrial Revolution of Network Marketing Seminar, where you will learn to perform at a level you never thought possible. Radio, TV, internet, direct mail will all be at your fingertips. Weekly training calls, no additional charge, plus so much more can't be mentioned in 60 seconds. Visit MLMIncorporated.com to hear how you can become one of the elite income earners in the network marketing field. MLMIncorporated.com, where your success is guaranteed.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MetaCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
Well, MetaCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from the body. MetaCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MetaCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay in MetaCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MetaCleanse?
A 1-month supply is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. For only $26.90, MetaCleanse is shipped directly to you. Or call 1-800-317-9547. That's 800-317-9547.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
Wanda Piety joining us in the third hour of the program today from SaveAmericaFund.com. They're involved with the truck out rally in Washington coming next week. We'll be interested to speak with her. I have Alex Jones on the phone and also Andrew from Massachusetts, who disagreed, I guess, with the way we're defending the right to own and carry firearms. Just real quick, Andrew, what would you suggest we do? Just not say anything at all? I'd like to know what you would like us to do.
I'm uncertain if making all sorts of justifications is an effective way, because when we already have a right, when you make all sorts of justifications, it makes it seem like, oh, well, it's not.
Well, I would consider it a debate and an argument, though you're saying we shouldn't even have the debate because these are God-given rights and inalienable rights, formatted, of course, in the Constitution. But just real quick, before I let you go, I got to go to Alex. What would you do? Just not say anything and just say it's in the Constitution, go read it?
I would argue it on a constitutional basis, saying, gun grabbers, you can't take our rights away. It's afforded to us in the Constitution. And
And you do understand that they'll tell you that the militia, we no longer need a militia, it's the National Guard, and we just need to hand over our guns.
Well, they need
There's the argument. We've got to have the argument. I appreciate what you're saying, Andrew. I'll ask Alex about it here. Thank you for the call. Alex Jones is with us, of course. I'm hosting his show. He's calling in from a remote location. More information about the VTech shooting. Alex, I mean, what do you think? Should we not justify? I mean, are we justifying that we have a God-given right to protect ourselves and to carry firearms? I mean, we have to make the argument, don't we, Alex?
Well, I was listening to him in the last segment, and really, I think he was just somebody wanting to get to the head of the line by claiming he disagreed, because we have that rule here on my show. But first off, Jack, thanks for sitting in for me. Let me just talk about that. I hear people all the time say, we've proven 9/11's an inside job. Let's move forward to something else now. Or I've heard, what is talking about it do? I want to see some action. Well, we are. That is the number one thing. That's how minds are changed. That's how societies are built or destroyed, is on the opinion of the people that they then put into their daily practice and action.
Yeah,
well, he may know.
Well, let me just say, a poll just came out. I think according to Zogby, 58% of the people polled want us to give up our guns and want strict gun control. So obviously they're not educated, Alex. We've got to do something to educate them.
Well, that's emotion. You know, the polls were showing, you know, 60-70% pro Second Amendment just a few months ago. And, of course, we had to find out who paid Zogby to do that poll and where they polled specifically.
Yeah.
You know, was it done in urban centers?
Bottom line, that's
the problem with all these illegal aliens. That's why I'm so upset with it, because they're about to totally ban guns in L.A., because as long as the government says this is the liberal, this is the La Reconquista thing to do, well, then, oh, my gosh, we got to pull the lever to hand our guns in so we can be slaves like we are in Mexico, and where there's total gun ban, by the way, and the military drives around with machine guns shaking down families. I've seen it many times, and you see a cop, you bend down and start licking their boots, and they don't have freedom. That's my problem with all these people coming in from China and Mexico and Russia, is that they're accustomed to licking boots, and I'd be happy to have them here. Number one, if they'd stop the boot licking and stop trying to bring down my free country that my forefathers fought and died for and bled for and paid for in blood and treasure. But let me just go back to this guy. And let me just explain something to him. Sir, they lie. They had the big Chicago University fellow who wrote a lie 3 years ago saying that no one owned guns, that 99% didn't own guns, that the founding fathers were anti-gun. Of course, professors went and did research and found out it was all total lies. Josh Sugarman of Handgun Control Incorporated said in the Austin American Statesman, in October of 2000, I'll never forget it, he said, we are going to ban guns. It doesn't matter what you say or do, or if it's a right or not. We've got your children, and they will be banned. They're brainwashing the children right now. They put up these images, this total psyop of a guy pointing a gun at you, show it on TV to threaten and scare the public, and oh my God, the bad man's aiming a gun at me. Your brain sees that as the guy threatening you. They manipulate the cowardice in people. They terrorize the public. And yes, we have to keep restating our facts, keep restating our facts, keep restating our facts. That's the information war. That's what it's all about. And just because we have a God-given, inalienable, organic, common law right, I don't need any government to tell me I'm not another man's slave. I don't need any government to tell me I have a right to be free and that somebody can't come grab me and my family and go stick us on a plantation. And I don't care if the government says I have to go to a plantation. I'm going to try to physically kill anybody who comes to make me their slave. Now, everybody knows in their gut you have a right and a duty to defend yourself. If Russian paratroopers landed tomorrow and said, we're the rightful government, we know that's a fraud. Well, this is not our rightful government. You take the Mayor Daley, mobster family that's run Chicago for 50 years, they want a total gun ban. Mobsters want disarmed peasants, disarmed slaves, and everyone's got to. So we can argue all day that it's a God-given right and it's in the Bill of Rights and Constitution, and we do that, and we do point out, I mean, we have an article up today on PrisonPlanet.com, Hypocrite Kucinich drafts legislation to ban guns, entertains notion that bloodthirsty neo-fascists carried out 9/11, then says we should hand over our only protection against them. And I've actually got the article, what Kucinich has said. It says Kucinich is currently drafting legislation that would ban the purchase, sale,
transfer or possession of handguns by civilians. Now, we need to talk to Kucinich's office because they did put out that statement. Raw Story and others picked it up. I'm sick of mayors calling us civilians. I'm sick of dumb cops. And again, if you're a good cop, I love you. But the dumb cops that call people civilians. Everyone in the government is civilian, who is in the civilian side of the government, who orders around the Pentagon, which is only in foreign actions. But see, we're under military law. We've gone under admiralty law. They're stripping out the Bill of Rights and Constitution. And they've introduced this, we're the civilians, they're the officials, the authorities. No. You are the servants. You are the representatives that work for us. So,
yeah, just trust us. We're the officials, and you are the serfs.
That's right. Notice, folks, how they're changing the words, the semantics, the definitions. They're turning them all around here. So we do quote the Founding Fathers and the debates and the editorials that were posted. In fact, let me just read a few of these because they're in the article. We have a whole page of these. But Zachariah Johnson argued that the new Constitution could never result in religious persecution or other oppression because the people are not to be disarmed of their weapons. They are left in full possession of them. Roger Sherman, during the House consideration of the Militia Bill, 1790, it says, convinced to be the privilege of every citizen and of his most essential rights to bear arms and to resist every attack upon his liberty or property by whomsoever made, the particular states, like private citizens, have a right to be armed and defend by force their rights when invaded. And let me read some of the more famous ones. No free man shall be debarred the use of arms. Thomas Jefferson, draft Virginia Constitution, 1776. But see, back then they had corporate fraud, so if you were a black slave, or about a third of the white population were actual slaves, ladies and gentlemen. By the way, they were selling German slaves up until about 1820. So I'm really getting sick of just hearing blacks talk about this. These were actual warrior slaves, ladies and gentlemen. That's why Germans are the second biggest ethnic group in the United States. You know, it's English background than German, because they brought over, in the two different wars here, they brought over 80,000 of them here, and most of them ran off. So, and a lot of them, by the way, joined the Continental Army. So that's the bottom line there. It goes on to say, the advantage of being armed, which Americans possess over the people of almost every other nation, where the governments are afraid to trust the people with arms, James Madison, The Federalist Papers, number 46. Look, I'm not going to read these all day, but the point is that it is our God-given right, but the general public has been taught to ninny and be scared to death of anybody who has a gun. And we need to go explain to people that it was gun control, because no one was armed on this campus that allowed this to happen, and the government can't and won't protect you. Folks, the average, the number changes
every year.
Well, let's
not let common sense get in the way of this.
Exactly, but people need to know this. Now, you can go pull up the number, just type into Google, average time for 911 call response. In some cities, it's 24 minutes. In some cities, it's 13 minutes. You'll find different numbers, but generally, it's more than 15 minutes for them to respond. Ladies and gentlemen, there have been so many 911 calls that have even gotten released where he's at the window, he's looking in, oh my God, come help me. There have been cases where the cops don't even show up, and they find the woman literally cut up in pieces after she was raped. There's other cases while the woman's being stabbed, while the person does it, the lock up your guns law, the 14-year-old girl was a shooting champion, but they'd follow the law to have them all locked up in a safe. She didn't have the code, and the guy killed her two toddler siblings and the neighbor kids with the pitchfork, remember?
Yes.
I mean, there are thousands of these cases.
Well, of course, and Katrina is one of the best cases. I mean, there were a lot of people down there running generators. They were able to subsist. They had prepared, you know, for something bad happening, and they rode through it. But many of them were targeted. If they hadn't had firearms, they would have been invaded by, you know, roving gangs who would have taken everything.
And I know our listeners know this, but it's up to you listeners to write articles, to post on PrisonPlanet.com. We're posting those right now, JonesReport.com. I
think we need to sick your listeners on Salon.com. This article is diabolical. Repeal the Second Amendment. The best way to reduce the odds of another bloodbath like the one of Virginia Tech is to amend the Constitution and abolish the right to bear arms. People actually fall for this, Alex.
And see, the
and
caller
that's why we have
thinks,
to argue. That's why we have to make the point to going back to the caller.
And see, the caller is saying that we shouldn't argue it. Well, they're not even arguing that it's a right. They're just saying, let's get rid of it. Salon's not even, I mean, they're not even debating now that it's a right. They're saying, yeah, it's a right, let's get rid of it. Well, I got news for you, Salon, and all you fake liberals who are about to take power with Hillary, who Limbaugh says is an 80% shoe-in. He won't tell you. Roger Ailes, his boss, the head of Fox News, and Murdoch are literally running her campaign.
Yeah.
This is the sickeningness. The bottom line, mainline liberals, you better wake up and join the constitutionalist. You better join Ron Paul. I've never trusted Kucinich. He's a total slimeball. He's showing us what he is. And we've got to just, he's a degenerate piece of filth, wanting to ban handguns. And what they'll do is they'll call for a complete ban on all guns in civilians' hands. Then we'll have a bunch of GED troops, gang member troops like Katrina, ruling over us. No, no, no. So, bottom line, the government can't and won't protect you throughout history. Every time they take your guns, they slaughter you or enslave you at the bare minimum. And then they can't protect you when it comes time. And by the way, the feds did order, and we confirmed this with Matt Kazee and others. We need to get an article up. I don't know what's going on. But the fact is that the feds did order a stand down. We've confirmed that from three different sources. This is a massive news story. Again, they want a monopoly of power over you so you cannot defend yourself. I cannot imagine living in New York where you've got to sleep with four or five locks on your door, knowing some crackhead can bust down your door at any moment, rape and kill your family, and you've got goon police that are totally rude to you everywhere, doubling the fines in the last year they give the general public, arresting people for no reason. We have a mafia government and their scumbag criminal followers feeding on us, pressure from above and below. How dare the scum in government even try to take our guns when the filth couldn't protect the people at Virginia, because, by the way, the evidence is they were behind it. They had to wait till those people got killed. They had to wait for people to bleed to death. That's what the 4 hours, 15 minutes of Columbine, this is done by design. That's why they had a pre-shooting there with this black op operator from Afghanistan. Weird ROTC photos with the shooter. That needs to be looked at. We know he was involved. They were having drills 2 days ago with Marines running around putting guns to people's heads. This is a giant mind control facility. I know I'm ranting here, Jack, but it's just off the charts.
You've got a big story up at Infowars.com. This has to do with a security officer with a history of black op and action of officials unfathomable. Long-term university police officer alleges VA tech black op. You want to discuss that at all?
Well, sure. I need to call my webmaster over there because the headline he's got on the tile, on the link, is longtime Virginia Tech security officer. He's a long time, and he's written major articles for major publications at major universities in Canada, and I interviewed him, what was it, back on Wednesday before I left town. And he just goes through how it's impossible, how standard default procedure had to be nixed. Well, it's the same thing on 9/11. It's the same thing on 7/7. The feds were in control of that school. They ordered, they wait till the feds got there. They got there nearly 2 hours later, then stood around for another hour. Understand, folks, this guy shot two people. They found the bodies. He walked around everywhere, made 15 videos and all this stuff. Mailed it to NBC. It got there, by the way, in record time, very suspiciously. All this stuff happened. Just to even go through all the evidence.
We've been doing this all week and running down all of this evidence, but I was interested in the George French story, if you're familiar with that.
Yeah, we've got it up here.
Yeah.
On JonesReport.com, on Infowars.com. It says an eye-opening, spur-of-the-moment interview done on April 17th, on the Alex Jones Show, former long-term university police officer George French questioned why police did not immediately seal off the campus on the morning of the Virginia Tech shootings. French has written on the subject of school attacks in the past and possesses valuable experience and knowledge of university police procedures and norms, lending credence to his comments given Tuesday, referring to various styles of campus layouts, including open campus, They have many access points. Frint stated this is routine practice at every campus to seal it off. And it says setting up a series of roadblocks, controlling access to very large pieces of the property is very much routine at any university campus in Canada or in the United States. Frint continued, but he went off campus and mailed his stuff and came back on. After a double homicide, when you're looking for a dangerous fellow with a firearm, I find it unfathomable that a series of roadblocks weren't set up to prevent the felon from escaping. It's beyond belief, French stated. If you had a snowstorm, the whole education system can be shut down with a few phone calls. Maps of the Virginia Tech campus show that a series of 12 to 15 roadblocks and all that would have been needed and should be implemented immediately by local police in the event of a shooting. However, this basic standard response was not followed that morning, referring to numerous American university policy procedures and handbooks that he has personally read. French explained they have very serious plans in effect to use all county, state, and local law enforcement to come in and aid the university. French cited another case, the Esol massacre in Montreal, where officers were ordered not to intervene and told to wait outside. I think it was a black op then. In Blacksburg also, we saw police cowering and hiding. I'll coin this now, a black op in Blacksburg, cautioning that we can only, analyze at this point. French could find no logical conclusion other than deliberate inaction on the part of officials. We have another coordinated, allowed event. This parallels are so common in each case, you can write the script in advance. The former officer continued to say, and he did say in the interview, that he believes it's a black op.
All right, we'll take a quick break. I hope you'll come back with us, Alex. I hope you'll all come back with us. This is the Alex Jones Show, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. I'm Jack Blood sitting in. Stay tuned.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions. Credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride, with sword and pistol by my side. A young maid lost her baubles to my
dream. We have some great footage from Willie Nelson up at Camp Casey. He was honored there just a few days ago. We'll try to fit that in sometime during the day today. Jack Blood sitting in for Alex Jones. Alex is on the line. We've got so much information here. I don't even know if we'll have time to get it all out. But we do have Matt Kazee live from the Virginia Tech area, Virginia Tech compound, who's kept us briefed on all of this information. And want to go to you now, Matt. Thank you for calling into the show. What do you have for us? Any breaking news, any updates, anything you want to run over?
Sure. Hey, Jack. It's good to talk to you. Yeah, actually, I'm driving down the road right now, so my cell phone may be going out in and out a little bit. I just wanted to say that the last thing that I heard was that it may not have been the president of the school, that they were, he may have even been out of the office, and that it was the local Blacksburg City police chief who may have been going from the orders from somebody else not to alert the school because of fear of mass panic, and I quote, that they thought it was a domestic dispute and the guy had left the area, possibly heading out of state, which is just absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, just to assume the best and not the worst, again, is not the procedure. Alex, you want to comment on that?
Well, Matt, I received one phone call from another EMT worker. You on record talked to one at the local bar and talked to other locals. We've also had several other calls from and emails, more than several, saying the same thing, that because of the last shooting there last year, concerning one of the former ROTC individuals' brothers who had come back from Afghanistan and that whole manhunt, that this school had gone under, you know, basically federal advisement or you know, where the feds come in with a plan, and that the feds had ordered them to wait till they got there. That is such a huge story. We need to get one up on that. Do you have anything else for us in that area?
Okay, Alex, the first time I ever called your show was a while back, a year and a half, possibly 2 years ago, because there were role-playing drills on campus, basically taking people in white T-shirts and backpacks and running them down the street, hitting them with billy clubs and putting them into cars and taking them off while the students are, while the people in the white T-shirts are screaming, "I'm a student, I'm an American."
Sounds like that.
Well, let me just stop
like
to hold
police
you over.
State videos, yeah.
I have the very same thing in my police state videos. Again, this is martial law training. What do you know about the photo, and it's clearly the shooter, with a Caucasian in Marine Corps black op uniforms with the mask on, because we'd gotten reports that he was somehow involved with ROTC. We know that the SWAT teams did drills the week before at that very compound dorm where the shootings happened. What do we know about this photo, Matt?
You know, Alex, let me at least tell you this. There were drills just the other day, the same role-playing drills, three people running from campus down the middle of Turner Street, one of them in a white T-shirt and a bag, while two Marine Corps people were running behind him with earpieces and like earpiece walkie-talkies, running up and hitting them with their shoulder, running down the middle of the street. Multiple people saw this. I ran and alerted the authorities, who didn't know anything about it. I ran straight to the drill field and warned every press I possibly could. They said they'd look into it. The National Press Desk gave me a call. They got my name, my information, and I guarantee you they Googled my name, and no, they didn't call back after that.
Well, we've got a huge black op going on here. Ladies and gentlemen, I've never seen more stars line up, you know, more indicators of
mind control.
Well,
have we figured out who the second person is in this photo where he's wearing the Marine fatigues and posing with the mask?
Look, there's no doubt he was in some type of secret op. We know Langley, CIA is involved heavily at the school. It's black op. There's absolutely no debating.
I want to carry Matt Kazee over for at least one more segment, if you can do it, Matt. Alex, did you want to stay with us?
Yes, and I want an article out from my writers. We need it out now. This is the key, what we're hearing right now.
We'll come right back, third hour on the Alex Jones Show right after this.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at gcnlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.